Thank you for calling the D&D Family Jewelers. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Emily. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Good, thank you. Trying to catch Danny here in this oval situation that we're working on. Is he free?
Think he's with a customer.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Emily?
Yes.
Hey, give him just a few moments. He's coming. He's
Okay.
talking with a customer, of course.
No problem. No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Emily.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. So, the person I needed to go through the archives from our prior system was able to do it this morning since he had a free moment. We are not locating that carat and a half that we sold you. He said there was no sales prior to 2004. He checked all of our systems and archives. There was a sale in 2004, but it was around. Then there was a sale in 2007, but it was only a 119 oval FSI2. So then I went back in our current system, which goes to 2008. That's when we switched over. The closest I had was a 168 oval GSI2, so it's similar EGL, but Crystal sold you that in 2014. But millimeters aren't the same of what you had. Plus, I know you mentioned you had the cert of the 150, so I unfortunately don't think you bought it from us.
Okay, well, it was marked on there, RDI, so.
Might have been RDI Trading, maybe.
I'm not even sure. It's been so
Okay.
long ago. Mother
I
probably
know.
sold herself, so.
I know. That's why I had him, because I'm like, oh, man, because anything prior to 2008 was in our previous two systems, and those are archived. But he went through, he was able to open both of them, and didn't see it. We only had two invoices at that point. So.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I'm sorry. Well, let
that's
me know
all
if you could still use a match. I could still, obviously, I have a close match in the GIA for you. If you could still use that match for hers, we could still do that. So just let me know, okay?
okay. No, I've got that price, and I'm just running some numbers. I just want to make sure
Okay.
what the options were before I told her.
I know, just in
So
case with the
the option to trade
princesses.
in
I
or
know.
get something different,
I
that would
know.
be it.
I gotcha.
Stones.
Okay.
Do y'all buy back stones like that?
We
Or do
don't.
y'all?
Sorry.
You don't.
No, we've done like a couple out of convenience in the past, but to be frank with you, I mean, it's low, and I don't want to, like, by all means, make it seem like it's a disrespect to you or anything. It's just kind of what the market is. That's why we stopped that a long time ago.
Yeah, no, I mean, it has to be lower because you have to make money to resell it up.
Right, and it would have to get recerted because it's such an old and EDL cert and things like that, so it would be,
right.
It'd be pretty
it
low.
It would be less quality because of who graded it. So.
Yeah, especially since
okay.
It's prior, like early 2000s, it would have to get redone by GIA anyways, which could have a loss of value of because of grade change.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We've done it. We lived it here as well.
Okay. Yeah, it's crazy. All
well,
right.
I appreciate you checking.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.